Hunter Henry just posted the best receiving season of a 10-year career on the team that reached the Super Bowl. And the market filed it under Fluke, tight end 19, pick 145, 12 spots below his total points finish. The market isn't being lazy, it's doing touchdown math. We checked the math. The season, all 17 games, 60 catches on 87 targets for 768 yards, a career high at age 30, and 7 touchdowns. 8.8 half PPR points a game, 12th among tight ends per game, 7th in total points, 18% of New England's targets on a 14-3 team. Only 6 tight ends in football gained more receiving yards. Only 6 scored more total points. It was, by every counting measure, the season of his life. A decade in.
The career says treat that carefully. 8-6, 8-7, 10-2, 8-2, 8-7, 5-2, 7-6, 7-0, 8-8. A remarkably flat line for a position this volatile, and a touchdown column that swings like a pendulum. 8 as a rookie, 9 in 2021. Twice down to 2, now 7. His previous 8 seasons averaged 5 scores a year. That pendulum is the market's whole case. The volume, meanwhile, just had its best 2-year run. 97 targets, then 87. 126 catches across the last 2 seasons with a single miss game. So run our numbers on it. Tight end targets are identity, 0.8 correlation year over year, 238 player seasons, and his 5.1 a game matches his decade norm almost exactly. The volume is real and should repeat. Touchdown rate is the least repeatable stat we track. Trim the 7 scores back to his own career average 5, and the same volume prices out at roughly tight end 19, which is precisely where the market put him. The discount isn't disrespect, it's arithmetic we can reproduce.
Muffed! The wrinkle is that the offense around the arithmetic transformed. New England traded for AJ Brown on June 1st. Per NFL.com, a target tree alpha, and released Stephon Diggs in March, whose 102 targets are now unassigned. Josh McDaniels, the league's reigning assistant coach of the year per the club's February coverage, still calls it. Drake May enters year 3 off a Super Bowl run. And Henry hit June minicamp catching red zone touchdowns from him, per Roundtable's practice notes, with second year Eli Raradon the only meaningful roommate at the position, per SI's tight end preview. The business context, this is the final year of his deal, a $27 million contract signed in 2024, per SpotRack, and SI's beat calls him a natural extension candidate. He turns 32 in December.
The price.
TE19 at pick 145 for the 7th best tight end season of 2025, discounted for exactly the regression our own patterns predict. Our verdict, no call. The market beat us to the math again, and we'll keep saying so when it's true. The caveat cuts up, and it's worth hearing. The touchdown trim assumes his red zone role stays constant, but Diggs' vacated volume and Brown's gravity could hand him more scoring chances, not fewer. TD math discounts break when the inputs grow, and the birthday math whispers the other way. Watch September targets against the 5-a-game norm, the identity stat, and his red zone share once Brown absorbs the coverage roles. A decade flat tight end in a contract year on a Super Bowl offense is the quietest kind of value. It just needs the pendulum to hang center. He's one of your guys. Every player on your roster gets this treatment every week, all season.